Nedom you show me referring to Nedom Bavli Daf Samach Aleph. Vin you show me on Daf Chof Vov Amid Beis at the Mishnah and Halacha Beis. Ad Pesach also Ad Shegir Ad Shehei also Ad Sheitzei Ad Lifnei Pesach. If he said until Pesach, he's forbidden until Pesach comes. If he said until it will be Pesach, he's forbidden until it ends. If he said until Lifnei Pesach, then Rav Meir says he's forbidden until it comes. Rav Yosi Omer, Ad Sheyitzei, Rav Yosi says until it ends. The Gemara says, Rav Yosi boy, Kami Rav Yizera, Mechalva should say to Rav Meir, Mechalva should say to Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi asked in front of Rav Yizera that Rav Meir contradicts himself, and Rav Yosi contradicts himself. Man who Omer Ad Sheyitzei, Kala Rav Shiyois, Hagadolos, Ad Sheyitzei, Kala Rav Shiyois, Hakatanos, Mechalva Mechalva. The man has two sets of daughters, means from two wives, and was Makadish his big daughter, but he was unsure whom this was. But Meir says that all are Safek Mekudashos, except for the youngest of the younger set. Rav Yosi said he was definitely Makadish the older of the older set. There, Rav Yosi says that we know that one does not enter a Safek and say that Vadeh was the oldest, to the point that we exclude from any Safek all his authority over to be Makadish the older ones, and all his authority over the younger ones, and he say that he's forbidden until the end of Pesach, because he entered a Safik. Amalei, Mishameis ben Azai, ben Zoyma, Botlu Asher Kedonim, Le'omad Shoked Asher Omad Yomia. They were said that from when ben Azai died, the Shekdonim, the diligent Chachamim ceased, and there was not another Shekdon until Rabbi Yomia. Amalei, Abba Brei, Rabbi Chia, Barvava, Lama Hu Mekanteh, Shisei Le kvar, she say kashisa, Rabbi Loza, Koime, Rabbi Yochanan, Mechalfa Shitsa de Biosa, Amalei Leith, he Mechalfa, Masis, and he Mechalfa. Rabbi Abba, Mishan Rabbi Chiba, Barva, objected, saying, why did Rabbi Zera provoke Rabbi Yomi with this sarcastic remark? Didn't Rabbi Loza ask Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yosi contradicts himself? And Rabbi Yochanan said, the text of the Mishnah is mistaken and it must be switched. Tani, the base Rabbi Kain ad lifnei ha-Pesach, Rabbi Meir Omer ad she-yetzi, Rabbi Yosi Omer ad she-yagia. It was taught in the base Medrash of Rabbi until lifnei Pesach, Rabbi Meir says until it ends, Rabbi Yosi says until it comes. Anan, boi ad lifnei bat amarachin. The Gemara says, we want to explain the argument about until lifnei Pesach, and you say that Tana holds that it means until the end of Pesach. Rabbi Zera, Nashoin, Niyosihu, Ad Lifnei Pesach. They answered, this is an expression of the people of Nevasi. Ad Lifnei Pesach. The Tanan argue about what it means. It's not related to the argument in Kedushin. Amar Rabbi Avin, Hakam Oedim Pesach Shur Muta, Ma Pligin Mefosa Pesach, Ahin Ad Amar Ad Jiyagia, Ahin Amar Ad Jiyetzi. The Avin said they all agree that during Pesach he's permitted. What do they argue about? It is Parois, which means half a month before Pesach. This Tana says that until Parois or Pesach arrives, and this Tana says until it ends. We turn now to Halacha Gimel. Ad Kotzir, Ad Avatzir, Ad Hamasik. Eina Osa Ela Ad Shegia. If one said until the harvest, until the grape harvest, or until the olive harvest, he's forbidden only until it begins. Yeah, Klal Kol Shiv Zmanoi Kavua, Omer Ad Shegia, Osa Ad Shegia, Ad Shehei, Osa Ad Sheitzei. The rule is that anything with a fixed time, if he said until it comes, he's forbidden until the beginning. If he said until it will be, he's forbidden until the end. Anything without a fixed time, whether he said until it comes or until it will be, he's forbidden only until the beginning. The Gemara says, asks the question, if one fixed a time for the wedding feast of his son and said, "Pain and wine, I will not taste it until the feast," is this like something with a fixed time and he's forbidden until it occurs? Or since he can delay it until later, it's like something without a fixed time and he forbade himself only until the date he fixed? The Gemara did not answer this question. We move on now to Halacha Dalad. Ad Hakayitz, Ad Shiyaseh Hakayitz, Ad Sheyaschilu Ha'am Lachnis B'chakolais. If one said until the Kayitz, means until the summer or until it will be kites. It's forbidden until people start to gather in kol kolois, which is, as we'll explain, ajiyavoya kites, ajiyachpilu hamiksois. If he said until kites passes, then it's forbidden until people throw away the knives used to cut figs. Adikatsir ajiyachpilu ha'am niksor kitsir chitim or loikitsir shal sarim. Until the kitsir, then if you say that, it's forbidden until the nation start harvesting. It refers to the wheat harvest and not the barley harvest. Before the harvest in the place of the vow. If it was vowed on the mountain, it depends on the harvest of the mountain. If it was vowed in the valley, it's in the valley. I think one says kalkolois, ma kalkolois shoteinim, kalkolois shanovim. What are kalkolois? Baskets of figs or baskets of grapes? The Gemara answers, we learn from the Sefer, until they store away the mitzvois, which is knives used to cut figs, also kalkolois are of figs. Islach l'meima mitzvois te'inim le mitzvois anovim. The Gemara rejects that, well, can you say that the mitzvois are only for figs, and they're not mitzvois of grapes? Had to'en simukim al teveria. Shal gamliel zuga lebi abe bazavde amalei ein kaitu so oise masoi echad simukim. And the second answer we can learn from the following. A man carrying raisins entered Tiberia. Gamliel Zuga asked Rabbi Abba Bar Zavna if we must be concerned for the Mai. And he said, all of Eretz Yisrael does not make one load of raisins, and surely they are from Chutz Laretz, and therefore not concerned for the Mai. Can it be that all of Eretz Yisrael does not make one load of raisins? And the Kain Amalei in Mokum Eretz Yisrael, Oisei Masoi Echad Simokim. Rather, so he said there's no place in Eretz Yisrael that makes one load of raisins, and therefore we can assume that they are from Chutz Laretz. Ad HaKatsir. The Mishnah said until the Katsir means referring to the wheat harvest and not the barley harvest. Siv Ad Kaleis Katsir HaSa'irim Uksir HaChitim Ad Amakain. The Rav said, asked that it's written in Rus in Perek Beis, Pasuk Kof Gimel, until the end of the barley harvest and the wheat harvest. And you say that the barley harvest is not called Katsir. Madhu Kwaye Bedroimhi Masnisa Begalil. The Gemara answers that the Pasuk refers to it in the south, where barley is common, so also the barley harvest is called Katsir. Amish discusses in the north, where barley is not so common, so only the wheat harvest is called Katsir. Nada, I should say, Ad Akayet, Begalil, Beyerle, Amokim, Amokim, Afapi, Shebicher, Kayets, Amokim, Osachi, Rakim, Begalil. If he vowed until the Kayets in the Galil, then, and he descended to the valley, even though the valley produces its first fruits, he's forbidden until the Galil produces its first fruits.